let's head down to the court for our exclusive radio coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament.
And we are back here once again from the Collins Arena at Brookdale Community College, home of the Jersey Blues. Tonight, home of the Girls Shore Conference Tournament semifinal round. We'll have both games on tap for you as all four top seeds have advanced into the semifinals. We kick it off with number 2, St. John Vianney, against number 3, Point Pleasant Borough. That will be followed up around 8 o'clock tonight as number 1, Red Bank Catholic, will square off against number 4, Middletown South. Along with Kevin Williams, I'm Matt Harmon. Brad Bioscano, Lauren Bajica, our engineering crew here tonight. Oh, Megan Oleski. All right, Megan Oleski, I'm sorry. Back in the studios, the new studios of the Shore Sports Network, now in Toms River, no longer in Bayville. And Kevin, as we get set here for this one, a rematch of a game just a couple of weeks ago in which St. John Vianney was able to beat Point Borough. Right now, the only loss for the Lady Panthers all season long.
And it is a Point Borough team that held the top spot in the Shore for much of this winter before succumbing to the Lancers by 9 earlier this month, and tonight with a chance to avenge that loss, but much more importantly, earn a spot into the Shore Conference Tournament championship game. As you said, for the most part, form is held up in this Shore Conference Tournament. No surprise that the Panthers, with their senior-laden team, are here. And, of course, St. John Vianney, well, let's face it, right about November, they kind of, like, print a invitation to this event. The Lancers have truly dominated the Shore Conference Tournament, Matt. As a matter of fact, during one stretch between 1990 and 2005, over a 16-year period, they won the Shore Conference Championship 12 times, lost in the finals 3. Only once in the 16 years did they not get to the finals. However, the last two trips to the championship game have come up short in both 2009 and 2011. So it's been a few years for them, and this Vianney team poised to try and win it this year.
As you said, the Catholic schools have certainly dominated up until the last couple of years. It's been a run for Neptune. Colts Neck has mixed in there as well. The games so far for these teams, their road to this spot: Point Borough beat Homedale 70-45 and then knocked off St. Rose 75-67 in the quarterfinals. For St. John Vianney, a win over Matawan and then one over Point Pleasant Beach, as we look at how these teams got here. So seeds have held up, and that to maybe not to the surprise of most. You know, I think there's been a separation between Red Bank Catholic and Point Borough, and as you said, St. John Vianney in the mix each and every year. I think the one team maybe people were a bit questioned on was Middletown South, whether or not they'd have the talent and the wherewithal to get there, and the Eagles will play in our second game tonight. This game, the first one, however, boasting some of the top talent in the Shore Conference.
Yeah, you know what? And we're going to start with the team that would have to be considered the underdog despite that 23-1 record, and that is Point Borough. And they feature a young lady who's just had an outstanding high school career, has scored over 2,500 points with games left, and, of course, headed to Boston College next year. And we're talking, of course, about senior Kelly Hughes, 5'11", averages 25 a game. Also the team's leading rebounder with over 10 a game, 48 three-pointers, really does it all, will bring the ball up court when necessary. And I think we can all agree that for Point Borough to have a chance tonight, a good chance to pull off any kind of upset, Kelly Hughes will have to play very well. Not that she's alone on a team that is dominated by four seniors. Her twin sister Lauren, along with Kerry Malik and Jessica Maki, make up a quartet of girls who have played in a lot of big games over the last 4 years and have certainly are not unaccustomed to being in a position like this. Point Borough has won the WOBM Christmas Classic this year for the first time, in addition to a division title. For St. John Vianney, let's be honest, the 15-9 record is not very Lancer-like. However, much of those losses to outstanding out-of-area competition, and do remember that they lost their outstanding senior, Kat Egan, early in the season to a torn ACL right after the Christmas vacation. A consensus all-Shore player, some thought would battle for Player of the Year honor. She goes down in early January. You know, how do you replace a young lady like that? You don't, but other players get better. And that is what happened. And the slack has been picked up by the likes of Lindsay Rowe and Kathy and Kelly Campbell, along with Emily Uribe, Katy Berriant, who's probably best known as a softball pitcher, headed to Notre Dame to play softball, and Jackie Gallagher. A very, very good team. And you know, Vianney, Matt, loads of depth, always very, very deep. They're starting five, and when they go to the bench, they usually have players who can do the job. So you have this legendary girls basketball program at the Jersey Shore and in New Jersey and St. John Vianney against a Point Barrow team that, let's face it, they don't get this opportunity every year.
Well, and if you think about it, you talked about the depth for St. John Vianney. They can run players off the bench. And we saw from Point Pleasant Borough all the way back to the Christmas tournament in which the Panthers played so well. They go six, maybe seven deep, and that's about it. I mean, if someone is struggling or in foul problems, David Drew, the head coach of the Panthers, he doesn't really have that option. I mean, the bench basically stops at seven.
Right. He has brought up a couple of underclassmen late in the year, two freshmen and a sophomore, who, you know, will dress and I guess, you know, it's conceivable could see some time to add some depth. Young girls who have gotten better as the season goes on. But really, as you said, it'll be there for the most part. There are half dozen, maybe seven players against the depth that the Lancers always bring. You know, you learned something from the fact that these teams did play 51-42. Vianney won it. It was a very competitive game into the fourth quarter when the Lancers really shut the Panthers down. Vianney, though, has had stretches this year in which offensively they have struggled putting points on the board. So let's be honest, you know, on any given night, you don't shoot well and the other team does. And while the Lancers, the Lady Lancers certainly deserve the role of favorite, you know, Point Barrow, I would expect, will be in this game to the bitter end. This is a team that feels like this is their time to shine. This is their one crack at being in with the Shore's elite.
Well, I think the one big difference, if you look at at least the starting lineups up and down, you mentioned some of the core players for Point Barrow. They've been through the rigors a little bit. They've come up short very often in their three, now four-year career. But starting four seniors has to be an advantage somewhere, especially on the flip side. St. John Vianney, they play one senior in Lindsay Rowe, two juniors, and two freshmen. Aribe, the one, and Campbell, who's had a great year, really been a spark for this team, averaging 12 points per game. She's the second leading scorer on the team, but still a freshman. And you wonder, at some point, maybe some kind of inexperience comes through.
Of course, you know, there's that old line, Matt, we talked about this the other day, that it's now like the second season. So a freshman is a sophomore is a junior in terms of experience. And I think we all would, you know, acknowledge the fact that most of these Vianney girls were decorated AAU players. So, you know, even the freshman has probably played 200 games already in a uniform throughout her career. But there's no doubt about it, the advantage in experience goes to Point Barrow. And as I said, you know, these four girls have had a lot of success on the local level. They've also done well in the state sectionals. This a little bit of uncharted territory in trying to earn a spot into the finals. But this is also a spot that they were expected to be when this season began. Everyone sort of assumed that Point Barrow was one of the top three or four teams in the Shore. So them being here at the Collins Arena in the latter part of February, I don't think surprises anyone.
We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. We'll make this a two-minute break. We're back right after this with more coverage of the Girls Shore Conference Tournament semifinal round on the Shore Sports Network.
Now, back to the 2012 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it, Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
And we welcome you back here from the Collins Arena. And right on cue, we're going to have to send you into another break as the national anthem has crept up on us here. So we'll do that. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We're back right after this for the starting lineups and the opening tip on the Shore Sports Network.